Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, welcome back here on News Midnight. But we got a Ford here, and they want. I mean,
is it though?
Do we really want to? Yeah.
Is it a board?
Mark wants to talk about the Rockets. We didn't even mention their win last night, 122-113, beating it. And Reed Sheppard looked good.
Reed Sheppard's going to be the best player in this draft.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he's going to. I think. I think your boy.
I don't know. Ricochet looked good too.
Who did?
Ricochet, the Atlanta Hawks pick, the guy who looked terrible. And
yeah. Our guy is going to be, here he is, negative again.
Yeah. I just give it another perspective. Yeah. Ricochet looked good after not looking good in Summer League, his first outing.
Looking bad in Summer League.
Yeah, and he turns out, at least in one regular season, preseason game, to be pretty good.
Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I was calling in about the Rockets. So far, I know it's only preseason, but Reed looks really, really good, and I really like what Stone's done with this team. I mean, some of it's by default just getting players at the top of the draft, but they're very deep and they're very spread out in regards to positions. I'm hoping they don't sign Green and they bring in Jimmy Butler. I think is going to be a free agent after this season. Brandon Ingram, Chris Middleton. There's a lot of really good veteran players that I'm really hoping that they spend money on and they don't dump it into Green. And I just want to get y'all's feedback on, you know, they got a lot of B and C level, super deep type talent, but what do you do after this season? Because you're obviously going to re-sign Sengun, but do you go out and you get one of these, you know, top-notch veteran experienced guys, or do you just invest the money within Jalen Green and just kind of keep going that route?
I don't think we have the answer yet, honestly. I think you're asking a good question. I think the question's the right question. I just don't think sometimes you have answers immediately. And I think that you got to see how Jalen plays this year. More importantly, you got to see how the team plays together. There were signs of gelling last year, but we didn't have Tari Eason for much of the year here in Houston. So how does, you know, number one, how do the minutes work? How does the – eventually there's going to be a cast system where you're going to have – the head coach is going to figure out, these are my core ones – these are core twos and these are tier twos. And so you have to figure out how everyone fits in right now. I get that everyone's playing for, you know, I love the idea that there is no, you're all playing for playing time at any time you can get benched. But let's face it, eventually, when Udoka was coaching the Celtics, everyone knew their role. Everyone, you knew who the starters were. You knew who was playing in the fourth quarter. Eventually, you got to get there where you say, okay, these are the dudes. These are my guys. And this is the next set of guys. And then the next set of guys are young, and you have to figure out, are they okay with filling that role? Because if you're not, we can't have negativity in the locker room. It's got to go. And eventually, I think you're going to have to package a couple of young guys and get them out of there and maybe add just some role players. You got to have guys who don't think they're – because most of these guys probably don't think they're role players. You think Tari Eason just thinks he's a role player?
There's not enough basketballs for this team. There's just not. I don't know how you're going to get last night Fred didn't even play. He just sat him.
By basketballs, you mean minutes?
Minutes.
Yeah.
There's not enough minutes.
Right.
You got Reed now. You got Amen. You got to have on the floor. You got Jabari. You got Dylan. You got Fred. You got Sengun. Steven Adams is going to find.
He's
going to get there.
I think
Tari Eason's got to be on the field.
I think Jabari Smith may end up being a guy who gets traded. He's a great basketball character. He's a shot blocker. He's adding a little bit of muscle. He's still kind of light in the lowers. He can block shots down in the low post. He's got some stretch three or stretch four to him potential. He's all the stuff that you would want, but if you look at the construct of the roster and everything, Dylan Brooks isn't going away for the next two. He's got two more years. You've got, and you can say, well, he's a four. He's not a three. He's a four.
Three more years.
Oh, no, he was 4 years, yeah. Wasn't he? Yeah, he was 4 years. So he's got three more years. Tari Eason is less expensive right now, but honestly, Tari Eason is a bigger energy player even than, and I love Jabari, but if you really look at it, Jabari might be the kind of guy that someone would want in their locker room. Like if I'm Dennis Lindsay and the Pistons, man, I'd love to get my hands on Jabari Smith into this young team with a guy who works and understands. You know, there's certain teams that I think would I think there's something. I think there's some Robert Horry to his game. He's a better player than Horry, but he's the tall, long guy who can play three or four. He can, you know, he can stretch and shoot threes. He does what he's asked to do. He doesn't have to have the ball in his hands all the time. He's going to work for you, and he's not going to be a complainer. Like, there's a lot of positives there. And he might be the kind of guy that teams would want and they'd look for, and you could end up moving him. And I'm not in favor of it, but I just think at some point, John, as I was making that same point before the draft, I'm like, how can you make a draft pick? You already have a glut of players. Like, where are the minutes going to go? To this day, Cam Whitmore, I just don't see Cam Whitmore as a long-term fit now for the Rockets. And I love his talent. I think he's immensely talented. But if you're being real, I'm in Thompson's going nowhere.
He's got to be on
the floor. Reed Shepard is going nowhere.
He's got to be on the floor.
And I'm not sure about Jalen. If Jalen leaves, then you can keep – Cam Whitmore, who may be as talented or more talented than Jalen. Cam Whitmore. Cam is mega talented.
It's whether or not you want.
It's attitude. It's, yeah, whether and injury or not he's got the right two attitude. Questions.
Yep.
Is he willing to be a 22-minute a game guy?
I don't know how he gets 22 minutes now. What do you mean?
No. Well, you can't just say, well, we'll just push him into the three, push him into the four. I guess Steven Adams is basically just going to be a backup for Şengün, right? Is that all he is?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Can you double big those two? I don't.
Where's Landale get it?
Oh, Landale, I'm not worried about him. He can't play. He's done.
Well, why you still got him on the team?
Well, yeah, you got to have 12. You got to have 12. I mean, I'm glad he's on the team, but I don't know where minutes are coming. 12th man's not getting minutes. He's DNPCD. Sorry.
Somebody sent us a video of they're in a boxing ring, and this is what they're doing. This is the new one.
I saw it.
Where you get kicked in the nuts.
Who sent that? Was it?
I mean, you stand there, and the other guy kicks you.
Justin sent that?
And you gotta get up before the 10 count.
And then you can kick the next guy.
You are killing your chances of having children.
I just said this.
Wait. So he said so.
I'm saying it for them.
I mean, I thought the same thing. I just
those
didn't say
guys
it.
Are Gen Z and they don't care about kids anymore.
They don't care about kids anymore. I mean, this
no
is the have kids. Dumbest.
No, you're gonna have kids? No.
No, I'm not Gen Z.
Alan's
no.
probably not gonna have any kids.
Well, I don't know. We don't know about that.
Abigail's probably not having kids. Sam will have kids. I know you've got me. I said the wrong name. Sam will have kids.
Why do you know that one will have kids and the other won't?
You can just tell Sam will have kids. She's got mom vibes to her.
And Abigail
she's got a lot of mom energy. Sam wrong. No one will.
What does
Sam's
that mean?
Sam's got bossy mom energy to her.
Oh, well, he just called her bossy. Okay.
Okay.
So Abigail has devil may care. I don't care about anything. Energy.
No.
What are we saying?
She may
Abigail's
travel.
Abigail's going to have be a fine mom, too.
I think
well,
she
I'm trying
be.
To figure
she
out, I'm
to,
trying to figure out what
not.
He's saying. Yeah, what vibe are you getting?
What? Don't have kids and travel.
All right, let's get Dave in here because I want to say we got to
listen. That's not a bad. That's not a bad gig.
We got
to. You seem to have thoughts about a lot
travel?
Of things.
We got to settle this African American thing. Let's get Dave in here. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, let me say this here real quick. I'm a black guy. I'm in my 50s, so this is nothing new. What Lance is talking about. The thing is that yeah, maybe TikTok has it on, and it's something new on the internet. But black people have been saying this for years, that white people are the only ones who get to say they're American. Every other race in America has to say, I'm African American, I'm Mexican American, I'm Native American, I'm Asian American. White folks, once again, get to just be happy.
Mm.
Told you.
Yeah.
This is a thing.
Whitey.
I'm telling you.
Freaking whitey.
Do you call people African American?
I stay away from that.
Labels.
What do you say?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's my friend.
I don't. Yeah.
Dave, or he just uses names, the names of people.
Yeah. No.
Can you tell us what the gentleman looked like? He looked like an American. Do you say that?
When is John ever a witness?
Yeah. I've never.
No, he could. Somebody could have a golf shirt at a golf tournament, and they say, "Hey, the guy didn't pick this up. What does he look like?" And John said, "Just a standard American."
That's exactly.
Is that how you say?
That's exactly what I said.
Did you describe people as American? Yeah.
Standard American.
I say he's about 6'1", burly.
Okay, but Dave. But Dave, what Dave's saying is what I heard. I'd never even heard this or thought of this until I saw this on a video where people are saying the same thing. Why do white people get to be? And the whole thing was, I'm gonna start calling them European Americans. See how they
right.
like it.
Right. I don't. Mind. Why would I?
He'll be fine. Him? They'll be fine.
But you may not be European. Yeah.
But
you may not
I
be
am.
European.
But I am European. You are too.
You are. Yeah, I am. But you can't call everyone that.
Well, no. But it, like if you were Australian American, yeah, you could say that.
How come if somebody's does anyone call Russia Europeans?
Russians? Just call them
no,
Russian.
You just say Russian.
They just call them Russian.
Right. They're not. Yeah, I was thinking Russian American, but they are Europeans.
They are, but no one thinks of them.
No one does because everybody's scared of them. Them and nobody,
Russians are dangerous.
And Germans aren't Europeans either. They're German.
Everything I see on...
Because that's all they do is want to fight everybody.
No, that's old. We don't fight anyone anymore.
They're allies now.
We're remember? Good. Are they? Yeah, we're
remember,
good.
John?
As a matter of fact, if you actually go to Germany, you'll see it's very apologetic there. There's got a lot of apologetic vibes.
I've been.
Don't make Hitler jokes. Don't do any of that stuff. It's not cool. I don't want you to go, actually.
I've been there plenty.
I don't want
okay?
you to go.
I like Germany.
You're not invited anymore.
I like schnitzel. I've had schnitzel in Germany, okay?
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. I thought it was a little... I went to a good restaurant, had schnitzel. I'm like, it's okay.
It's just fried it's just meat
fried
is all that it is.
Pork.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
I mean, it should be... I like chicken fried steak better.
Yeah, right.
I didn't tell them that.
But you don't say that. Good Lord, man.
I know. Chicken fried steak is better than schnitzel.
You might not have been in the right place. I've had good schnitzel there. Really good. Yeah.
Ryan Lushane has good
I had schnitzel. One of my best burgers ever in Germany.
Really?
With the egg. The first time I had an egg on it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I thought your people put egg on pizza.
No. Not that I know. I don't eat pizza in Italy. I don't think it's that good, if you want to know the truth. Our pizza's better here.
Deep dish, Chicago style with all the ketchup y'all put in it?
Time to talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, best place to get paid, all right? And that's the thing, too. When you're with a bookie, are you going to get paid? The answer is yes, you're going to get paid. What you need to do is go to MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, make your initial deposit or your deposit, whatever it is, and put in promo code BET975, and they will double the amount of money. That's the first thing. Second thing, today's Thursday. You know what? Free bet. Free bet on Thursday. What? That's right. You make a bet on whatever it is that you want. You make that bet, and it's absolutely free, okay? All you need to do is go. That's totally sweet. And then the more you play, you get into ESPN. You get a MyBookie Plus where you move into tiers, and you got free stuff that they're giving away, all kinds of free. It's great. It's great. So the more you play, the better it is. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's football season, baby. Time to get on. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. By the way, NBA playoffs are 2-2-1-1-1.
Oh, that's right. They went back, back to 2-2-1-1. Years
ago. When you said it, I was like,
years ago.
I've been looking it up there. Yeah, last year. The Knicks and Pacers played 2-2-1-1-1.
When did it go back to that? It went back.
Well, it used to. It was 2-2-1-1-1, but then it went because it, they went East versus West, they went 2-2-3-2.
And then
because
well,
the travel
like
between
two, three,
Boston
two.
And LA was so.
Rockets championships were 2-3-2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it went 2-2-1 a little while. Actually, a little while back. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
That was something else that we were talking about previously.
Right. That was earlier. Now we got the. the African American situation, if you want to get in, you're more than welcome.
You want
713-780.
What's the situation? Do you want to explain what you're saying, or just let it be?
No, it just,
we've got a situation.
Let it sit.
Well,
there.
Dell, you like
people
to be called,
who just get in, or just
Dell, you like to be called African American.
It's not so much that
you said black makes you uncomfortable.
No, I don't like. I would prefer that white people don't call me black.
You would prefer that white people don't call you.
Just call me Dell.
And Dave, who called earlier, he wants to just be called black.
Right.
Or American.
You don't
not
want
African American.
Like, hey, the black guy's here. You don't like that?
I don't need that. Just call me Dell.
Hey, the Dell is here. That's what you
Or whatever. It's fine. I'm not going to be offended either way. But there's a little. The hairs on the back of my neck stand up when I hear if it came out of your mouth. Like,
what?
Just saying. Or but, Lance's but mouth. Not you specifically.
It has shifted. African American is not the term anymore. Black is what people prefer to be called.
You go ahead with that.
Yeah. Okay, watch.
You work that.
No, I mean in your regular everyday life. Just
I do. Like,
Lance just
likes
to call everybody. He just said, "Well, there's a black guy. There's a black guy. There's a black guy."
That's not a bad word.
Lance.
That's like John's. Like, can we say Mexican?
Lance only
know.
Sees color. He doesn't see people.
On 16, you said. Yeah. I said,
you
yeah.
You can't Mexican, say Mexican like, anymore. Yeah.
If somebody is Mexican, you say Mexican.
Well,
it's a country.
Or are they American?
The American.
Are they American or are they Mexican?
Well, what's their descent? Like, I'm an Italian guy.
Yeah.
But I that doesn't
He
that's
never
okay.
claims half of his body
You're
is
Greek.
And a Greek guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Greek
never
guy.
Never claimed Greek.
Okay, I'm a Greek guy, too.
Let's just call you Greek guy from now on.
All right, that's fine.
No.
I'm fine with that.
Because you know Greek's not as cool as Italian in your
No,
opinion.
It is cool.
That's why
it's
you try
cool
to
be Greek.
You try to be ashamed of your Greek heritage.
Yeah.
You're always like, look at the sugo I made. You know what you never say? Look at this pistachio I made or whatever it's called.
Pistachio?
What's it called?
Pasticcio.
Yeah,
Pasticcio.
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Never brings in a tray of Greek food.
That's
look
very
at these
true.
Stuffed
I make lemon
I made.
Chicken. I do, too.
Lemon on chicken's not Greek.
Yes, it is.
Everybody does that.
It's very Greek.
Okay, you want something really Greek? Why don't you bring in some stuffed leaves, some stuffed grape leaves or whatever? Don't your people make that too?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Or souflaka or flaflita.
Yeah, I just never. My mom cooked Italian, so
and she was Greek.
And she was Greek. Yep, Maron.
Now they are. You know, you're.
It's close.
You're in the, you know,
same
you have some of the same
yeah.
salty air in your
yeah.
pores.
Yeah, my mom, she didn't cook. I mean, she made lemon
pores.
Chicken. That's all. Okay, with the
well,
Greek
you've
potatoes,
never brought,
they're really good.
You've never brought lemon chicken and potatoes.
No, he's never brought any of this. He just brings Italian stuff because he's ashamed. He's ashamed of his Greek heritage.
That's not true.
When's the last time he ever
totally
brought some baklava here? Never.
Did Gus bring you stuff last week when I told him to
no,
call you?
No, I was out.
Oh, you weren't even here.
Did they
I
bring
told
it to
Gus
you?
To bring you
no,
stuff.
No, I didn't get anything, no.
You didn't
no,
get anything?
I was in
no.
Tuscaloosa.
Oh,
he probably brought
God.
It to the Killer Bees.
Oh, my. He might have. He might have.
Yeah. You were about to say, oh, my Italian God is what you're about no. to say on a Greek.
Oh, my
this
Greek
day,
God.
We're trying to
it doesn't
show
sound
you.
The same. It doesn't sound, yeah, yeah, you're talking about Zeus. What are you
yeah,
talking right. about?
Yeah, the Italians have nothing
different.
To do with it.
The Italian God is the real... The Greek god thing, Zeus?
Yeah.
No.
Dionysus, get out of here.
No. Let's get La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo? Juanito.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Just because I eat tacos and drink Modelo doesn't mean I'm Mexican, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm at a taco
I eat that
stand,
too.
Not everybody's Mexican, you know?
No.
No, not everybody
no,
is
No, not
Mexican.
Everybody is Mexican, even if they drink Modelo and eat tacos, no.
But if your heritage is
but
Mexico,
you, but
would you say you're Mexican?
Don't you have Mexican heritage?
I do, but it, I also have this other title that I've been given by your neighborhood. It's called a suspect or suspicious.
Your neighborhood?
Wait a minute. So,
yeah.
Johnny's
neighborhood, man.
In my neighborhood, they say, hey, there's the suspect.
You got a constable that likes to pick his head around when there's colored people around making try to do an honest living, man.
Our constable is awesome. He hangs out.
Did
He's
he?
Awesome.
But is your constable trying to
I don't,
profile
No, Irv, you did not get hassled in my neighborhood.
Oh, really? He had to swing by three times in the same house that I was making a delivery? Okay.
He swung by three
one
times
enough,
in the middle of a delivery?
I was in a delivery. I was doing a delivery, and I was like, man, look, Johnny's house is over there. But I went to another house, and then your boy just decided to circle around three times and actually went in the street, slowed down to see what we were doing.
Wow, John.
Well, he just wanted to make sure you're making deliveries and not pickups. That's all.
And I was with an African American too.
He was with an African American. You see what he said?
Oh, well. Listen.
You could have just said
it didn't matter what color you were. If you got a truck and you're walking up to people's houses, that concept, it didn't matter. Irv. That didn't matter one bit, okay? You're not called
unless you had an F-150. Well,
you're not suspicious as soon as you go into my neighborhood, okay?
There are two minorities in this neighborhood that don't belong here. I'm going to go check it out. 10-4.
10-4. There's a black guy that lives two doors down. So there you go. You're wrong.
Kevin Sumlin?
Yeah.
Is it Sumlin?
He's No. It's not Kevin Sumlin. He's related.
Is he an athlete?
No, he's not an athlete. The black guy that had all the kids. Ralph. Remember? He's related to Ralph.
Oh, he's related to Ralph.
Ralph, yeah.
You mean the guy who had two sets of twins?
Yeah, two sets of twins. What a
blessing.
What a blessing. All right, is that it, Irv? You just wanted to put suspicious on, okay, in my neighborhood?
John, have you ever been at somebody's house? Like, have you ever gone to Dana's house or one of your friends' houses and had police go by three times to check on you?
Yeah. They were like,
do you believe that?
Yeah, because this guy's a little suspicious.
Do you believe that, La Raza?
Right.
I don't believe it.
No. La Raza, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Larry wants to talk about African Americans. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
How's it going, Larry?
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm 54 years old. I've been into two wars. I've been in the Gulf War, Desert Storm, and Desert Shield. And, you know, when I came back, before we came back to America, went to Germany. So, you know, in Germany, you got black German, got white German. Mm-hmm. But you never hear them call other Germans black Germans or white Germans. America is the only country that does that. You got to think about it. White Americans just be called Americans. Native Americans are called Native Americans. Mm-hmm. This is their land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for your service, first of all. Thank you for your service.
No problem, bro.
Yeah. And, yeah.
But, you know, I met a black guy in Germany. Older guy, retired. I was like 20 when I got out. When I was coming back, I was like 21, 22. So I met an older black gentleman up in Germany. And so we were talking. He retired over there. So I'm like, man, you know, 22 years old, you think America is the greatest country in the world. So I asked him, I was like, man, why you stayed here? And you know what this black man told me? He say, when you go back, you say in about a couple of more years, you understand. America is a real racist. And the guy that said he's been to Germany, I love Germany. Germany is totally different. And he right. Like, you do that damn, I know back in the 90s, you do that Hitler salute or whatever, you're going to jail.
Yeah, they don't play around with it.
Yeah. No, Germany's great.
Like they didn't play.
Germany's never discriminated against the people.
That's not changed. He's not going back 90 years.
They said they've changed, John.
Yeah, they've changed, Germany's John. Great. Stop.
Thanks, Larry. Now. Appreciate you.
Larry actually been there and lived there, not you.
Yeah.
You just went through wrecking stuff.
No, I didn't wreck
anything. I listened to Larry.
I would, too.
Yeah. Go back. Okay. Go back and live in Germany.
Oh, is Larry off?
Yeah, he's gone.
Did you just tell me to go back to Germany?
He told you to go back to where you came from.
Yeah, go back where you came from.
I came from.
It's so much better there.
England, France, and Germany, and I'll do a 23andMe and really figure it out.
Ich bin der Klon und Steinheil.
So glad you have that.
Thank you.
Aren't we all?
Let's get Chris in here. He's got a suggestion for Lance, a special request.
Maybe
what do you say?
To go back to Germany.
Maybe.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm at the car wash, and I want to tell Lance thanks for this beautiful weather today.
Yeah, no problem at all, brother. You deserve it.
Yeah. Secondly, I wanted to ask Lance if he'd actually request that Jacob call in, and he can talk to Jacob maybe and see what Jacob feels about black versus white, or maybe Gary. So if we could get Jacob or Gary on the horn, I'd love to hear.
I'd rather hear from Gary than Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Well, he gave you the choice, either one.
No, I said Gary.
Okay. Gary, if you want to call
in. But you heard, there's another man who said, why am I called? Why are we separating that? You don't say. He's trying to say, well, he said you just say Germans. Well, let's face it. White people just are sitting here just like, whatever you want to be called, I'll call you that.
Yeah.
Seriously, I will. Whatever you – just tell me your name. Just tell me what you are. Y'all got
to
figure it out.
I want you to call
me – Dale, you're going to have to get in meetings and figure this out.
Nah, you can just call me Dale or an American or King.
No, we don't say King.
Young Goat?
We don't say King or Young Goat. Actually, a lot of people do use terms like that.
Yeah, just call me that.
Like, how can you call your kids King and Queen? I would never – they're already pains in the ass enough. They're not royalty. They're not royal. They want to act like it, but they're not. We're having scraps at the house now on a regular basis.
You want to call me the Duke of League City?
I am not dealing with young kings and young queens, I promise you.
Or, call me the Grand Duke of League City or something like that. I want a title.
Time, you were.
By my own father.
You were part of the...
That's not really a title that comes with homes
or
riches.
You were part of the royal court?
Yeah, but I feel like I've upgraded.
Jester.
No... Right? I'd rather be called Duke.
Well, I was the clown.
Yeah, so. You were the clown. I'd rather be called the Duke.
For those who don't know, Dell's dad called John a clown and Dell a court jester.
And you are his court jester.
Which usually a clown doesn't have a court jester.
No.
That just showed the disdain he had for this entire operation.
Most Greek food tastes like Italian food that has gone bad. That's not accurate.
That is not true.
Mega Greek Blast food is said good. That's not Greek food sucks.
You know what?
Greek food doesn't suck. It's just a different flavor.
I got to go to Nico Nico's now. I'm going to Nico Nico's.
It's good food.
Yes.
You ever been to that one on off
I-10?
I go to
one in Montrose.
Montrose, yeah. Not Shepherd.
You're going to Nico Nico's for a Greek re-up? You need a Greek re-up? A little injection of Greekness?
A little hit.
He needs to hit the vein. He needs it to hit the veins.
I need it to hit hard.
His Nico spot Nico's. Off of I-10 John, is enormous.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the food is great. Food is great.
You got to tap that vein.
That's it. My Greek vein.
Yeah.
Get the Greek blood flowing.
They brought food here before. What's the best thing to go if you're
going?
Oh,
well, I love the Yudo. It's the best. It's so good. That's so good. 713-780-3776.
If you like chicken, they've got all kinds of chicken dishes, kebabs. They've got all kinds of – there's tons of stuff.
Excellent, too. Excellent. Time to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. Talk about Billy, okay? Billy's a white guy. If you want to know the truth, I'm sorry to say.
Is he one of the great whites?
There
are great whites. Like you could say Leo DiCaprio is one of the great whites.
Trump?
Depending on where you stand on certain
things. Depends on what state you're in.
Yeah, maybe.
What state you're in. He is a great white guy. Yes, he's a great white guy. Billy is. And here's the deal, is he got a great company. And that company is Aqueduct Plumbing Company. And Aqueduct Plumbing Company is going to save you. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is a number that you have to have in your phone. Keep it in your phone so that it just put plumbing or plumber or whatever so that you know. I mean, I forget the name. Aqueduct. How do you spell Aqueduct? All of that stuff. No. 281-488-6238. But put whatever you want. But when you do have a plumbing problem, make sure that you call Billy. I've got a room for him now, his workers there, because they're at my house so often. And I never needed a plumber before. But now when I do need a plumber, there's only one way I go, and that's Aqueduct Plumbing Company, because they're awesome, awesome, awesome. They're going to give you a free estimate about what is the problem with it, whatever problem you're having, and then they're going to give you the price. And I'm going to tell you this, you're going to go with them, because they're going to give you an honest evaluation. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, I didn't know this. Texas is the biggest spread that they've had against Oklahoma. Texas Longhorns are minus 14 this week.
Yeah, biggest spread they've had in 20 years.
20 years? Yeah.
Is it biggest ever? Can't be biggest ever.
Well, let's see here. It says on this right here, Texas biggest spread against Oklahoma in 20 years.
Yeah.
Oregon is a rare home dog. How's Oregon a...
They got to me,
that's one of those games where you just don't even look, blink twice. You just play Oregon plus points.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even think about it. I'm just taking Oregon plus points. You got a team traveling across the country up to Oregon. It's a pretty good atmosphere up there. I've been in that stadium. I'll just take the points.
The night
take
game.
My chances.
Well, I guess it'll be mid-afternoon for them.
For them, it's 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30, yeah.
LSU and Ole Miss. LSU's a three-point dog at home after a team Ole Miss lost to. Who did Ole Miss lost to earlier?
Kentucky at home.
Huh.
And then Ole Miss smashed South Carolina last week.
LSU has a bye
week. Kentucky actually is pretty.
Yeah, they have a bye week.
I think Kentucky's pretty feisty. You know, they got their butts kicked by South Carolina. It turns out that was just an outlier. South Carolina actually sucks, and Kentucky's actually much better.
They didn't show up. They just didn't show up that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go back and look at stuff and quit living off of the past. Like, I keep thinking South Carolina's this good team, and I think they did cover against LSU, though. When LSU came in, LSU still beat them. But the fact is, Kentucky's actually a way better team than I thought.
You know, Florida's been showing a little bit of fight lately.
They have.
Yeah. And they go to Tennessee, 15.5-point dog.
They had the two back-to-back wins.
I think I like the points there.
I do, too.
I don't know. Tennessee needs a real bounce back after last
Their offensive line isn't great, so we'll see. Florida doesn't have any pass rushers, so we'll see if Tennessee can run the ball a little bit. They lost Arkansas. Arkansas was a much better team throughout. They just couldn't score. But as far as the game themselves, watching the game, you could tell at least on that night Arkansas was better, and they still won that game with their backup quarterback because Taylen Green got hurt. Tennessee needs this one. If they have any hopes of staying in the playoff race, they can't lose this one because they still got Alabama coming up too. So I'm interested to see how much is real with Florida. Because it was UCF, and then the week before it was – who did they beat the week before? They went into Mississippi State and won, so that's not a real challenge. But I wouldn't be surprised if they play within the number. Was it – you said 15? What was the number?
Yeah, 15.5.
Yeah, that might be too much.
Is Pitt real?
In the ACC they are. Who?
Eli Holstein?
The transfer from Alabama wasn't any good.
He's
been good at Pitt.
He's been really good.
He's been good. I was looking at – I'm talking about Pitt, though. We were looking at their offensive line for the Joe Moore Award stuff for honor roll, and it just wasn't good enough. Like, I thought it would be better, but it's not. So that's always a little bit of a concern when you step up in competition. But there's some interesting things going on in college football. It's wide open. I will say this about – I think 12-team playoffs eliminate a lot of excitement about certain games. I think
Sean and I had this talk yesterday.
I think it's the highest level stuff. Like, it doesn't, like, the polls don't matter anymore. If you lose, it doesn't matter.
No, but I think.
But if you lose, you could still lose before and get in.
I lean to they make the games.
There's a lot of one-loss teams that have made the playoffs.
I lean to they make the games more fun. Now, Oklahoma, Texas, obviously it's always big, but still, once the games start, Texas fans aren't going to be thinking about,
right.
If we lose, then it doesn't matter that much. No, we want to beat Oklahoma.
There's not as much on the line.
No.
With as many of these games.
And I think that's great because we've drifted too far into everything's about the national title.
The exact opposite. Late in the season, when teams that are vying for the championship or trying to get into the playoff are going to mean a lot more when they would have been eliminated already in other playoff years. It's the exact opposite of what you just said. There are going to be a lot more meaningful games in the last 3 weeks of the season than ever before.
Georgia and Alabama was not as meaningful.
It absolutely was.
Not realistically.
Oh, really?
It wasn't.
Did you watch the game?
I didn't say the game wasn't good. It's less meaningful.
And I think
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in the grand scope of playing for a national championship, losing that game is no big
deal. And I think that's the problem that college football has had to deal with since we started focusing so much on who wins the national title.
Yeah, speak more on this because I know what you're saying, and I totally agree with you. It's why the bowl games are meaningless. No one cares.
It's the reason West Coast football became something people stopped caring about because all we cared about, they're not in the national title picture, so who cares about games going on out there? And it's hurt the conference, and now we see where we are. I think the fact that there are 12 teams makes these games more interesting beyond the fact that there are more teams involved. You can just sit down and watch LSU Ole Miss for the fact that it's LSU Ole Miss. And you know what? If one of them loses, they may be eliminated from the CFP, but who cares? That's a big-time SC matchup between people or teams with a lot of tradition. You just sit down and watch it. You're not going into the game going, wow, I wonder what happens to LSU. Are they going to play for the national title?
No, a two-loss LSU team will mean something. Absolutely. I
understood.
Title
understood. But the game.
Both these teams.
But the game
something.
Can just be the game. That's, yeah. This is what I care about. The games are the games one in of themselves. I don't have to worry or think about, well, how does this affect the national title picture? Because you know what? A two-loss Ole Miss could still probably make the playoff, or a two-loss LSU could probably still make the playoff. I can just watch a game for a game. I think it removes some of the how can they make the national title picture? What does it mean? Where are they gonna fall in the rankings? Can I just watch the football game? I just want to watch the football game and enjoy it for what it is, and then 3 or 4 weeks from now, we can start having these conversations.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying, is at the end of the year, all of these meaningless games that would have taken place if only four teams were involved are not meaningless anymore. There's going to be a lot of games that will have a lot of implications at the end of the year.
And it still goes to the point of, should these games be considered meaningless just because they don't have national title implications?
Like, when
they do,
cut off.
Listen, we've had plenty of games in the past with a number one versus a number four, where the number four, whoever lost that game, was still in the national playoff hunt. They still were. Even if Georgia and Alabama, if they played last year in week two or three, it would still, that team that lost would still be in the playoff picture. Absolutely.
Only Georgia and Alabama. Those are two SEC.
Well, those were the games that didn't mean as much, according to you.
There's only four.
They still would have been in the playoff picture.
You're making my point. It doesn't mean as much because they're still in the playoff.
Last year it would have happened too. They were still in.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Yes.
Not necessarily, because if they get beat again, if you don't get in the SEC championship game, it gets a lot harder. Now, because that's East-West, you're going to meet in the SEC championship game.
Alabama has not played in a national in the SEC championship and made the playoff.
Georgia didn't make the playoffs last year, right?
Because they lost the last game.
I know. SEC championship game, right?
Yeah.
And so they're gone. It's a major factor. But they also had another loss on their docket previously. So it was a major thing. You knew you couldn't get in. Now it's like, whatever.
So
you could lose that game and you're still in the
playoffs. So you would care less about the Alabama-Georgia game last year if you knew both were going to get in?
These are two separate. I think you guys are having a hard time understanding what I'm saying. I don't think you are necessarily, Dale. I like the game for the game, for the matchup. But in terms of the grand scope of playoffs, it's not going to matter much. Alabama's going to be in and Georgia's going to be
in. And I'm happy that.
So it really doesn't
matter. And I'm happy that particular way of watching the games gets pushed to the side. I don't think it's been great for the sport that we have a supreme focus on who plays for the national title.
I think you're right about that. I do think that having only four teams, I think playing for that only the championship matters.
Right.
And then having it so
small. By the way,
Georgia
had no losses last year before they played Alabama, and they lost that game and they were out.
Oh, because of Florida State.
Yes, right.
Wait, no.
No, Florida State didn't make it. No.
Hold on. How were they out?
Georgia didn't make the
Because you had
they played Florida State in the bowl game.
You had Michigan,
Washington,
Alabama, and Washington. Washington was undefeated.
Two undefeated teams, and right. Texas won the Big 12. They weren't going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
And they chose they chose the SEC
Texas
champion.
That was a playoff game.
Yeah,
Alabama
so
and Georgia
major.
In the SEC.
That was major. Right. They didn't get into playoffs.
Right.
That meant that would they this year?
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I mean, and listen, the other way, if you lose a game early, it deflates the fan base because you know you're out of it. No fan base is deflated right now, knowing that they can still get in.
No, that's good.
Yes.
I'm not in favor of subpar. Like, to me, there's a clear-cut tier one of teams almost every single year. And then there's a pretty clear-cut tier two. But the tier one, I still believe that six would be more than enough, and eight if you wanted to go at the very highest to say this is excellence. These teams represent excellence. Most of the time you won't get eight who represent excellence. Pretty much it's hard sometimes to find four that represent excellence in college football. But you could say, I think you can make a very strong case that these eight, for example, year after year after year, personally I think you could say six. 12 to me is you're really throwing some slaps in there. Like, you're throwing some teams that really – but to your point, does it make college football more meaningful? Yeah, absolutely. But anytime you have a cutoff, it becomes meaningful. Anytime you have a cutoff, you guess what my most meaningful soccer games have been the last 3 years? The end of the year when Everton was about to get kicked out of the Premier League. Those games mattered, and they sucked. Those teams sucked. All the teams that we're talking about suck. So that's not exactly good – soccer, but if my team's going to get kicked out, it matters. So anytime you have a cutoff, yes, it artificially creates intrigue, but it doesn't mean those are good teams. And I don't think teams who are 10, 11, and 12 typically in college football are considered elite teams or excellent teams.
It's only because it's been ingrained in us. Every other sport, look at basketball, look at volleyball. Everybody has a chance to play for a title. In college football, it's basically been about 9 programs that's been able to play for a national
and
title.
And only college football at the highest level.
At the highest
level.
As
far as the
other
divisions.
Now, you're giving people hope. Even group of 5, group of 6, whatever it is now, they got to hope that they can at least compete and try. Whereas in the past, they had no chance whatsoever. I mean, so every one of those group of 5 schools went into this preseason going, man, we want to be that team.
And having all their players stolen anyway, you might as well give them something.
Something to hope. Some hope, Lance.
I mean, what hope?
You're a football hopeless person.
NIL and transfer portal's already taken all their hope away. Hey, have y'all seen this guy? He's really good. He's really developing. Oh, yeah, Tennessee just signed him. Huh? Mm. He's our starting left tackle. Yeah, he's gone. By the way, I found out that Rice has a player that a lot of good teams like already. So bye-bye that guy from Rice. You'll be gone.
That's awful. Time to take a break here on ESPN 97.5. We'll get your calls on the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I love me some Coors Light. Think I had some yesterday. Think I'm going to have some today. Yep. The dew point was awesome, okay? It was still warm out, but you weren't just drenched, right? So here's the deal is you can still make yourself more chill in 90-degree weather with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It is the world's most refreshing beer. Love me some Coors Light. When I play golf, I almost my swing doesn't really know me without a couple of Coors Lights. I'm like, who is that? Who is that person swinging that club? Because it's not the same guy. Look, if you want to be the best you, okay, I feel like the best me has got a couple Coors Lights in them. If you are somebody that likes to imbibe a little bit, have yourself a couple of beers, relax, have some fun, watch your games, do whatever, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother. It's the world's most refreshing beer.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. 7137803. Got some calls in here. Junior has got a suggestion.
Junior!
Hey, Junior. What up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's not a suggestion. So today's my wife and I's anniversary. And I wanted a suggestion from you guys on where I should take her to dinner tomorrow night. The in-laws are watching the kiddos, so we got a free whole night to do whatever we want.
Wow. All right. Good. A nice wife's birthday dinner spot.
Oh. Huh. See, I don't know. Like, how nice does she like it? How nice do you want it? Is there a type of food? You might want to send a...
So, I mean, like... it's our anniversary. It's not a birthday.
Anniversary. Sorry.
Yeah, and the location really is not relevant anywhere in the greater Houston. You know, we want to travel. We got the whole night, and kids are staying over at Emma's. So, you know, we like seafood. We like Mexican. We like Italian. That's our top three.
What is the
one of the places that I like a lot is it's not going to be like fancy, but Josephine's in Midtown has a lot of Gulf Coast food. It has some Cajun. It has some standard Gulf Coast fare. I like that they have a great drink selection. I like Josephine's, great people who own that.
The new La Grilla on Dallas, West Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Have you been there?
I've heard about it.
White table. It's really
my
nice.
Wife says
and it's
something
not.
About it.
It's the food is excellent.
Uh-huh.
I think it's one of the best Italian restaurants in the city.
I went to Amore, which is on. It was good.
Yeah.
During restaurant week, a lot of people have talked about Amore. I went there and the food was good, had that. That's Italian. As far as Mexican, there's a lot of I've gone to La Cuchara, which is there around close to Midtown too, which is good Mexican. It's more standard Mexican food.
If you want to go really go all out, Turner's Cut.
Oh yeah, you told me about
it. It is,
although that's not Italian.
It's not Italian,
steak,
no.
Right?
It's a steak. Yeah. But it got everything. It is. If you want to really impress her, that's a really nice spot. Turner's Cut. It's nice. Really nice.
What were you going to say?
Well, it's where a lot of rich people are there.
Well, you're telling that man he better pack a lunch and get a loan.
No, not a loan. You don't need a loan, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turner's Cut. I went. Arthur, who came in here. Remember Arthur?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's running that now, and it's beautiful.
Anyway. How's it placed on Post Oak, by the way? Post Oak near San Felipe. Haven't you gone there?
It's good. Yeah. El Braco.
El Braco. Yeah.
El Braco is really good too. Yeah. Really good too.
Junior, listen to Lance, because John's going to have you in a different tax bracket.
No, El Braco's not. Neither.
My man didn't even say anything about steak. Neither is La Grilla. You want to go where super rich people are?
No, I said La Grilla or El Braco. Yeah. Those are both absolutely very affordable.
Yeah.
But Turner's Cut's a different deal.
Yeah. As far as Mexican, I mean, we got Tex-Mex, but we got. Like I said, I've gone to La Cuchara, but I'm typically not going, you may want to go a little bit more upscale since it's going to be your anniversary. How many years?
So it'll be 4 years, man. I was a smart man, and I got married on 10-10-2020. Never forget it.
You can't forget that, 10-10-2020.
10-10-2020, yeah. We appreciate the call. And
yeah, you can send me a tweet if
take
you want,
and Jack in the Box.
I'll send you some extra ones too.
People are ugly. Here, I hope his wife gives I hope his wife gives him a link to the internet and Yelp.
Well, he's looking for suggestions from people he trusts.
Yeah, not Yelp.
He doesn't know those people.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't know those people. I ain't trusting Yelp. People get, ex-girlfriend goes in to the guy's restaurant and gives him a Yelp poor review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got another one for you. Cultivari.
I love Cultivari too.
Pizza, their pasta. It's not, I wouldn't call it standard Italian, but Cultivari's got some
fantastic
food. It's
a neat atmosphere too.
Yeah. Nobis has really cool atmosphere. Also, you probably won't be able to get in there right now, but
yeah, you better make the call now. As a matter of fact, it's Friday night is at all of these places. They're pretty busy. You waited a little while. You should have.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't know if you're getting in tomorrow.
He's taking her tomorrow, but the anniversary's today.
The anniversary's today, but he's taking her tomorrow.
You've been to Gypsy Poet Pizza?
No.
You might want to check that out. And also, you might want to check out Gypsy Poet.
Gypsy Poet.
Good pizza. Yeah. You also might want to check out the new Chef's Table. I told you that already. Evan Funky. Episode one is a place that's in the Hollywood area, and it's a pasta place in the Hollywood area. It's supposed to be good. I looked around your neighborhood.
I think it said Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Yeah. Hollywood or Beverly Hills? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Beverly Hills.
Yeah. It's not.
Whatever.
And then there's a Massimo Butera restaurant around you. You've got some restaurants around
you. Yeah. No, it's good.
Not far from you. Like, you know.
Yeah. But I didn't send them to any of those. I sent him to a Houston restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't think
I just
go to
saw
LA
Gypsy Poet up here.
So he's got to book a flight.
Got to book a flight to
a private jet.
If you've got a friend PJ. With a jet,
they're called PJs, though.
I've said that before. Yes, yeah. That's what Kevin Sumlin's looking for, a PJ.
PJ. Yep.
No. Kevin Sumlin.
Well, Kevin Sumlin's probably looking for
Sumlin
one too.
Kevin wants one too.
Yes, Kelvin Sampson and Kevin Sumlin.
Kevin Sumlin's been on a couple in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. I know this. I know that if you want to ride around with class and luxury, you can do that. You want to ride around in a pickup truck, you got that. But they can make them nice too. So we bought a used King Ranch from Chastain. What a deal. What a great truck. What a, you want to talk about. It was just awesome. And I got the best deal I could, and I got it at Chastain Ford because that's what Chastain Ford does. And he got Broncos that are ridiculous. $10,000 off on this one, $5,000 off on that one, $12,000 off on some F-150s. I mean, it's really fantastic. We looked at the new and the used was just right for my son, and that's what we got him. Whatever is right for you. They've got pre-owned vehicles. They've got gold certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot that you get a great. If it's gold certified, it means you're going to get a great interest rate. Okay, the banks are more apt to give you the loans for those because they know they're going to last. Look, you're looking for a truck. You're looking for a best place to buy it. You're looking for a great deal. You're looking for no add-ons, no markups, all the rebates you can get. There's one place to go. It's one place I go. It's ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Homestead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.